Hey, this is Letitia. Let me tell you about this incredible talent that I have acquired. For lack of a better name, we'll call it a people meter. If you want to know someone's age, marital status, sexual preference, just ask me. For as long as I can remember, I've just known these things. Just ask my old college roommate. I tried to give her the heads up about two different boyfriends. I hear that they are dating each other now. Anyway, let's move on to you. Have you been single for so long that you don't realize the signs that you may be giving off? These aren't good signs either. Of course, you want others to know that you are available, but you don't want them to think that you want to stay single if you don't. Number one, appearance. Besides not having a ring on your finger, does the way you dress say, "What the hell, nobody's gonna look or talk to me anyway. So why bother to, one, put on makeup, comb my hair, or iron my clothes, or wear clean clothes at all?" It happens. If you are single and looking, every moment that you are in public is an opportunity. You must always look and act the part. It's been said a trillion times, and it's still true. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. Are you really putting your best foot, leg, arms, and all those other body parts forward? All the time? Think about it. When you look great, doesn't it make you feel good too? That comes across when people meet you. Number two, eating habits. If you are what you eat, there's a lot of Hungry Man Doritos, Coca-Cola looking folks out there questioning why they can't find somebody to love. As with your appearance, what you eat, where and how you eat, says an awful lot about you. It's important to take care of the inside and outside of your body. Diet and exercise is vital in maintaining a healthy lifestyle and image. 3. Are you stuck in the past? It's not just about how you look. How you act and what you talk about says a lot about you, too. Are you a constant flashback? Do you talk about past relationships, good or bad? One surefire way to prevent a new fling from beginning is to keep talking about the old ones. No one wants to hear what you bought or where you went with someone else, especially if they weren't there and it doesn't look like they're ever going to go with you. Make new memories and keep the old ones locked up in a nice, safe, and warm place in your mind. Number 4. Not enough FaceTime. Have you ever met someone online and they were so charismatic, engaging, humorous, and just plain fun? Then you meet them in person and it's like watching paint dry. People's skills are like any other skill. You must practice to improve. It makes sense that you need to spend more time with people than your home computer to get a better flow. If you get nervous easily or feel uncomfortable, it shows. The only way to get over it and move on is to talk to as many people in person that you can. Say hello to a stranger. Who knows? They could be or introduce you to the next love of your life. And finally, number 5. At least finally in this series, there's definitely more. The inability to compromise. The only thing worse than someone that overreacts is perhaps someone that doesn't react at all. The extreme in either direction is not good. When you've been alone for a long period of time, it's easy to forget how to work things out. You get used to the idea of doing things your way because you are all you've had to think about. Being able to share your space, time, love, and attention requires some unselfish reprogramming. If you say you want someone else in your life, you must be willing to make room in your heart and your house. If you are in doubt to whether or not you're emitting single signs, ask a friend, or better yet, a stranger. What better way to strike up a conversation with someone that you don't know? Who knows? On that road to self-discovery, you may just find the love you're looking for.